Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're kicking off today, Monday's daily editorials, with a company update from Dolly Varden Silver Corp, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol DV, and on the OTC markets under the symbol DOLLF. Shad and I are chatting with the president and CEO, Sean Kun. Now, Sean, it's been a few months since I had you on the show and really reintroduced this company. It was back in the middle of April. So for all of our new listeners, I want you to bring us real quick up to speed, an elevator pitch in terms of Dolly Varden Silver, the focus in the Golden Triangle at mostly the Dolly Varden Silver project, but you do hold another project and there is going to be some drilling. Bring everybody up to speed on the company's main goals and strategy here, please.
Corey, grateful to be on and grateful for the opportunity. High level, Dolly Varden, it's a vehicle for silver investors, maximum leverage to rising silver prices. We have a past producing high-grade silver mine in BC's Golden Triangle. The mine produced 20 million ounces of 500 gram material. Last in production in 1959, it shut down because the price of silver was 85 cents an ounce. Much of that deposit was left intact. So the 44 million ounces that we have today, and the bulk of those are in the indicated category. We have a high degree of confidence in our high-grade resource. So we've got this cornerstone resource, and then we've got a tremendous amount of prospectivity. Only about 3% of the property has been explored.
Now, the exploration, that's what I really want to focus on here, because June 7th, company issued a news release that was the mobilization of some of the resource and expansion drilling at this Torbit silver deposit. Now, that is within the Dolly Varden silver property. A total of 10,000 meters is planned. Sean, give us the goals of this program. How are you splitting up that 10,000 meters? What do you hope to get out of that?
So, that's a great question. We've got 22 million in the bank, so we can be far more aggressive than the phase one 10,000 meters that is planned. But the initial drill holes that are planned, 50% of them are going into the Torbit mine, which produced and which has the bulk of the resource. So the goal there is to infill, to expand, to extend, to grow this mine, but also to bring some of the inferred ounces into the indicated category. And my experience is when you drill around a mine, you find more. So we fully anticipate, as we did last season, we had a lot of success around Torbit, twofold. We had success on step-out drilling, where we're finding more, we're adding ounces. But we also had success in infill, where some of the historic drilling that was done back in the 1960s had understated the grade and the thickness. So last year, one of our headline holes was 45 meters of over 300 grams of silver. This is a wide ore body. It's a thick ore body. It's a high-grade ore body. It's got great continuity, and it's pure silver. Now, the other 5,000 meters of drilling, Corey, is really exciting because this is where we can really move the needle. So we've got this Torbit horizon where we've got multiple other deposits. Some of them have produced, like the Dolly Varden mine, which produced over 1 kilo silver grades. One of the targets that's along strike is the Wolf mine, which is makes up part of the resource. But where we could demonstrate another Torbit is on this Torbit horizon. So we're out there gunning for the next 50 million ounce silver target. We want to take this property over 100 million ounces of silver.
Sean, do you think that's possible with this drill program? Are you guys planning on issuing an updated resource at the end of this? Do you have the meterage to add that many ounces? Or what's a reasonable goal at the end of this program?
I think a reasonable goal, again, with the drill bit, you just don't know what you're going to find. You know, we're just south of Eskay Creek, which produced 200 million ounces of 2,000 gram per ton silver. You know, we're set in the same rocks. We're in the same region. So is it possible for us to find another 50 million ounce silver deposit? Absolutely. We wouldn't be out there exploring and we wouldn't have raised the capital we've raised if that wasn't the case. That is the goal. I see this belt as the potential to hold not only in excess of 100 million ounces of silver, but we're also doing some work just west of the silver trend. So there's a gold trend coming over from Homestake Ridge. Homestake Ridge is a 1 million ounce gold deposit with 20 million ounces of silver. That Homestake Ridge trend is coming to the western border of our property. We did a little work on that side of the belt last season. We hit some gold values as well as some copper values in drilling, up to 3% copper. And so we are, in addition to the silver focus, we are also drilling that gold belt.
Sean, it sounds like there's a lot of exploration upside in some of these new target areas that we were talking about, the Torbett Horizon, the Homestake Ridge. So I know that you had mentioned off mic, your team has been doing a lot of work preseason to get prepared for this drill program. What's the bigger methodology here after having some time to digest all the data that your team was doing? What's the larger plan with these greenfield drilling? Do you think that you could bring all of this exploration drilling into a larger resource update? Is that the plan down the road, and then feed that into the to a potential milling situation? Or what's the bigger game plan where growing the ounces would lead to maybe a different kind of mine plan?
Great question. So we have our engineering team that has been constructing conceptual mine plans, stope designs, and looking at advancing the Torbert mine into production. So there's the engineering aspect, and within engineering, you're also looking at road upgrades and potentially going underground, doing an underground drill program. So there's the engineering aspect of the program, and then there's exploration. On the exploration side, we've had the resource modelers. We've had the exploration geologist target generating. So it's been the busiest offseason in Dolly's past. We now have the treasury to instead of relying on consultants, we've done a lot of this in-house. We've built up an internal team. So there's a lot of buy-in from this team, a lot of focus, a lot of desire, and a lot of alignment with shareholders to go out to make a discovery. And there's a lot of science that supports there's another Torbert lurking on the property. The drills are ultimately going to be the evidence to let you know if that's going to happen or not. And the exciting part is we've got a catalyst filled summer. The snow has melted in the Golden Triangle. Last season we were the only driller in the camp. This year we've got four neighbors that are going to be active, including one of our shareholders, which is Hecla. So there's a flurry of activity, and our team has worked tirelessly. And one of the things we talked about offline is return on investment. Coming from a marketing background, I've focused on when we go out and we create awareness on the company, we want a return on investment for those advertising dollars. It's no different with the exploration side of it. What is our discovery cost per ounce going to be? We've really challenged our team in terms of their methodology in how many ounces are we going to discover with the amount of money we're spending. So I feel very, very confident with the drilling we're doing around Torbert, and I'm very excited with the drilling around the exploration targets. We've got some really exciting exploration targets we're going to hit this season. And despite being a 100-year-old camp that produced in the 20s, it produced in the 50s, there's new discoveries being made almost every season, new exciting areas being drilled out. And I encourage your listeners to go to our website to look at our presentation, because we track these 2017, 18, 19, 20. There's new areas that are being found on the property constantly, which is very exciting for a 100-year-old camp.
Sean, one final question then, focused on that 5,000 meters. It is focused on exploration. Just summarize for everybody then. How many targets you're going to be testing here? You've already worked them up with all the surface work. And how you're going to be testing them, how many holes you're going to put into them as a first pass?
That's a great question. So there, we've actually, at this point, we've got 30 holes planned at Torbrit, and these are shorter holes, and then we've got 10 holes planned on the exploration side. So these are, some of these are some deeper holes, some of these are 300 to 450 meter exploration holes, but that's sort of the split. It is a 5,000 meter split in terms of meters, but in terms of number of drill holes, there's 30 holes going into Torbrit as of right now, and 10 holes going into that exploration corridor. But the thing about exploration, whether it's around a mine or in more greenfield opportunities, you know, we do have the ability to move on the fly. You know, we are going to, you know, we've got an XRF gun in the field. We've got a team of geos that are looking at the core as it comes off the drill. And we can move quickly upon success. And we can move quickly to make those pivotal moves in the field, you know, as we're chasing the silver mineralization.
All right. John, I think that wraps us up, brings everybody up to speed on this 10,000 meter program. And look, Sean, you are right. There's a lot of activity in the Golden Triangle, a lot of drilling going to be done, and some big companies that are also showing even more of an interest in that Golden Triangle. So let's hope the drills hit whatever they're aiming for, or for whatever company, because it helps everybody in the Golden Triangle when there is that exploration success. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Sean regarding any of these plants at Dolly Varden Silver, please email us. You can email me, fleck@kereport.com, or shad@kereport.com. Sean, again, thanks for your time. Please keep us up to date on future news. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks so much, Corey.